I've given you about all the good advice I can, almost all the good advice I can think of. And so this last little time together is a time for saying farewell, carry on in a good way, farewell, and to offer my blessings and good wishes. Particularly, I'd like to express my gratitude to Ron Allon, who I corresponded with for many weeks, months, pulling all the threads together to help this event happen and the teachings in Tel Aviv. So much gratitude to you, Ron, and also for Talel and the cooking and management team, whose names I can't remember all of, but people that I've been, we've all been nourished by, and our lives maintained and looked after in a very good way. So all of the, cooks, managers arriving. So, so all of you who've been serving and helping on this, this retreat, then I really am grateful. It's a lovely and beautiful thing to offer service and to help support retreats in this way. And so much gratitude to all of you. The way we usually end our retreats in the monastery, and when we are closing events like this, then we chant what are called the paritta or protective chants. These are all in Pali, and so some of you might be Pali scholars and will be able to at least find a few words here and there that you understand and can put it all together. Others of you might understand absolutely none of it, but as Ajahn Sumedho would often say, take it from me, this is all the best stuff that human beings can think. So just hold it in that way. Also, I notice there's a few expectant mothers here, if I'm not mistaken. So extra retreatants, you know. They haven't signed the registration forms. Who are sort of being carried as passengers here. Yeah. So I don't know how many expectant mothers and small ones we have, but there's a particular paritta chant that is done for mothers and their soon-to-be babies. It's called interestingly enough, it's called the Angulimala Paritta. Really? Yeah. Because it's a very, very wonderful, beautiful story, because even though Angulimala was, as we know, was a mass murderer, a killer, after he became a monk, he became very compassionate. And on one occasion, he was walking through the city of Savatthi on his alms round in the morning, and he came across this woman who was in labor, and she was having great difficulty. She was in great distress trying to give birth to the child, but the child was stuck, and she was in terrible pain. And there was nothing he could do. No, there was nothing. He felt helpless and powerless. So he was very upset by this, and when he went back to the monastery, and he saw the Buddha, and he described this, and how he felt so helpless. The Buddha said, well, go back into town, Angulimala, and say to the woman, sister, yeah, ever since I was born, I've never deliberately harmed another being. By the power of this truth, may you and your child be well. Angulimala thinks, excuse me, venerable sir, but, you know, I have, I'm sure you haven't forgotten, I have harmed a lot of living beings, and the Buddha, without skipping a beat, says, well, say to her then, since I've been born in the noble birth, since taking the precepts of a monk, I've never deliberately harmed another living being. So by the power of this truth, may you and your child be well, be at ease. And so then Angulimala went back into the town, and he recited these words, and the mother gave birth to her child. And they were both okay. So since that time, this particular paritta has been done for expectant mothers. And not to feed people's superstitions, but I've been chanting this for 20, 25 years, and it does have a 100% success record. It doesn't always mean that labor will be painless or quick, but on every occasion, the mother and the child are fine. So just so that the records are good so far. So I'll in the verses that I recite, then that will be one. It's the one that begins Yatohang Bhagini Ariyaya. So during this time, then you can use this as a way to absorb the good feeling of this occasion, to cultivate loving kindness towards each other, particularly gratitude to Stephen, who's a Sodama father, grandfather of this whole Tovana entity, and to Ron and Talel, and he's been working. He might look a little bit tired, you know, he's had a very busy week taking care of, you know, juggling 70 people. So to generate your own feelings of loving kindness and appreciation, gratitude towards those who've held this together, and also, of course, to Endor Kibbutz is our shelter and our physical refuge during this time. So you can put that into words if you like, internally, or just generating that feeling. Also, Purita means protection, and so that it's a way of say, internalizing the sense of when the heart is really attuned to reality, to Dharma, then this is truly what protects us and brings a quality of security and stability and refuge. Karaniya mata kusalena yantang santang barang abhisamecha sako uju cha suju cha suvacho chatsamutu anatimani santu sako cha sumbaro cha apakicho Chasalahukavoti santindriyo cha nipakko cha abhangabo kulesu annanugido na chakudang sumachare kinchiyena venyupare umbhavadayong sukhino va kemino hontu sabe sata bhavandu sukhitata ye kechipa nabhuta titasava tavarava annavase sadhigava ye mahandava majimara saka anukatula ditava ye chahadita ye chandure vasandi avidure bhutava sambhavesiva sabe sata bhavandu sukhitata naparo parangniku betanati manyeta katachinang kinjivayarosana patika sanya nanya manya sadu kamichayamata yata niyang putang ayusa e kaputam anurake evam visa vambute sumana sambhavaye aparimanang medanja sambalo kasamming mana sambhavaye aparimanang udammado chatiriyancha sambhadang Awerang asapatang ditanjarang niseno wa sayano wa yavatatsavigata medo etang saringadi teyam brahma metang viharang indamahuditin chanupagamma silo wa dasanena samp Pano kame suvinaya gedang nahi jatu kambasayang punaretiti dukkha patta janinduka Vayapata janibaya sokapata janisoka ondusa bepipanino etavata cha amhehi sambarang punya sambarang sambedeva numodandu sabha sambadi siriya danang dadandu sadaya silang rakandu sambanda bhavanna birata honduga chandu devata gata sabe bunda balapata pacheka nanjayang balang arahanda nanjate jenara kangbandami sabaso virupakehi me metang metang era patehi me chambaya putehi me metang metang kanha gotam akehi cha apa akehi me metang metang dipad akehi me chatu pandehi me metang metang bahu padehi me mamang apadako hingsi mamang hingsi dipadako mamang chatumbando hingsi mamang hingsi bahumbando sabe sata sabe pana sabe buddha chakewala sabe bandrani pasandu makin chipapamagama apamano bundo apamano dhammo apamano sango pamano van tani siring sapani yahi vichika satapandi unanabi sarabu musika katame rakha katame parita patikamandu bhutani so ang namo bhagavato namo satanang samma sambuddhanam vipassisanam matu chakuman tasasiri mato siki sapinam matu sababundanu kambino vesumbusanam matu nahataka satapasino namatu kakusan dasamarasena pamadino Kona gamana sanamatu brahmana savasi mato kasapa sanamatu vipamu tasasabati angirasa sanamatu sakyaputa sasiri mato yo imangda mamade sesi sabaduka panudanang ye chapini butaloke yatabutang vipasisung tejana apisuna mahanda vitasarada hitang deva manu sanang yang namma sandi gotamang vijacharana sambanang mahantang vitasaradang vijacharana sambanang buddhang vandama gotamandi. This is the Angulimala protection. Yatoham bhagini ariyaya jatiya jato nabijanami sanchichapanam jivita voropeta tena sachena sotite hotu sotigambasa Yatoham bhagini ariyaya jatiya jato nabijanami sanchichapanam jivita voropeta tena sachena sotite hotu sotigambasa Yatoham bhagini ariyaya jatiya jato nabi janami sanjichapanam jivita oropeta tena sachena sotite otu sotigabhasam. Itipiso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho vicca charana sambhāno sugato loka vidu anuttaro purisandham masārati sattā deva manusānaṃ buddhaṃ bhagavati savākato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanaiko pachatang vedita bovinyu iti supatipanno bhagavato savaka sango ucupatipanno bhagavato savaka sango nyaya patipanno bhagavato savaka sango samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sango yadiram ca thari purisa yuga niyata purisa bhungala esa mangavato savaka sango vahunayo pahunayo dakinayo anjali karaniyo anuttarang punya ketang loka sahatiya bahung saha samapini mitasa udandang grime kalang udita gorasa senamarang danadi dhamma vidina chittava munindo dande jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani nara giringa javarang attimata bhutang dhavagi chakamasani vasudaru nandang metambu seka vidina chittava munindo tande jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani yogi takagamatiha dasudaru nandang dhavan Dio Janapatanguli Malawandang Idi Bisang Katamano Chitawa Munindo Dande Jasa Bhavatute Jaya Mangalani Katawana Katamutarang Evagabiniya Chinchayadu Tawachanang Janakaya Maje Sandena Soma Vindina Chitawa Munindo Dande Jasa Bhavatu te jaya mangalani sa chang vihaya matisa chakavada ketong vadabiro pittamannang atiyanda bhutang panya padipachalito chittava munindo tande jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani nando pannanda bhujagang vibhudang mahiding bhute Nate Rabu Jagena Dama Payando Edu Pande Sovedina Chittava Munindo Tande Josaba Watate Jayamangalani Eta Pibuddha Jayama Galahata Gata Yovachano Dinadine Sarate Matandi Hitawa Naneka Vividani Chupadavani Mokang Sukang Adigamaya Naro Sapanyo Mahakaruniko Nato Hitaya Sa Bapani Nang Buritawa Bārami sāvāpātō sambodhi mutamāṁ etena sa chavājena hotu te jaya mangalāṁ jayando bodhiyāmule sakyānaṁ nandivādano evaṁ dhavaṁ vichayo Ohi jayat sujaya mangale appara citta palange sise patavi bokare abiseke sama bundanang agapato pammo tatisunakatang sumangalang supabatang sohotitang sukkanno sumuhuto chasuyetang brahmachari supadakinang kaya kamang vaja kamang badakinang badakinang manno kamang banindite pandakina pandakina nikat vanala bandade badakine. I'd like to also dedicate this time and the blessings that come from this retreat to my own teachers, Lumpur Cha, Lumpur Someto. Not that they need any extra blessings, but also particularly to the relative of mine who passed away, aged 102, the day before the retreat began, Margaret Goldschmidt in Manhattan. And so she was the last, as I understand, the last of my mother's generation. So that generation is now gone. So now us lot are it. You know, that feeling when you had a wall behind you and the wall just fell away. Yeah. Now we're the old guys. So that's a shift in my own family, and say farewell to Margaret Goldschmidt, and wish her, all blessings on her journeys. And I've greatly appreciated this opportunity to be here in Israel. As I mentioned, I'm expecting to get on a plane tonight to go to Thailand and doing more teaching and all that good stuff there. And funnily enough, you might think the Israeli governmental situation is difficult. Well, Thailand is equally testing. So I've been invited to give Dharma talks at the Prajatipok Institute of Government, the Institute of Administration, and the National Institute of Development Authority. So invited to give Dharma talks to the government institutes. I think the person who's arranged it thinks that I can straighten out Thai politics. I think she's hopeful. But optimism always has a place in the universe. So just there's hope for the Thai administrative system. I also feel there's great hope, great possibilities here in Israel, because, of course, great suffering also causes great initiative and causes us to draw upon our resources of wisdom and kindness and skill in relating to the world. And so that I just gathered in this place during this week, and the good people I met in Tel Aviv, I feel there's a lot to celebrate very heartfully in this country, that I'm very impressed by how focused and diligent intent people are in their practice. Also, as more intelligence than a few dozen universities gathered here, and it's really wonderful to see in the conversations I've had how deeply and wisely people consider the Dharma teachings and look at ways to apply them, to understand them. And so I feel you have fantastic resources here, also fantastic suffering, I'm aware. But, you know, sometimes they go together. So I feel it's been a great delight to connect with Israel, and it's also part of my own ancestry, you know, the Goldschmidt clan, and just to give a little bit of family history in the next couple of minutes. My grandfather, Carl Goldschmidt, was the youngest of seven siblings. He had four brothers and two sisters, and one of his older brothers was Alfred Goldschmidt, and he was they're all born in Germany, in Koblenz, or on the River Rhine, and then Alfred had emigrated to Belgium, was an economist in Brussels, and then at the end of the First World War, then Germans were not very popular in Belgium, so he moved to the States and became a university professor, I think at Yale, in economics. He had three sons. There was Lucien, who was the husband of Margaret. There was Raymond, who was the eldest, who also became a university professor in the States. And then Felix. Felix was the middle brother. And then Felix, at the age of 29, on his 29th birthday, he emigrated to Israel and changed his name from Felix Goldschmidt to Benjamin Ben Yosef the day before he got on the boat. So he arrived here in Israel in 1934 as Benjamin Ben Yosef, and in the flow of events with the foundation of Engev Kibbutz, I think it was to do with the German Jewish Association, and the Rothschilds put up some cash. The British, the ubiquitous British, were the protectors at the time, and they had apparently a 2-week window to get everybody there and to start the kibbutz. Otherwise, the doors were going to close. So my uncle Benjamin was on that boat that came and launched the Engev Kibbutz. So it was really touching and wonderful to see all these old black and white photographs and these sort of heroic, you know, this fantastic of crazy socialist visionary experiment. They're launching into it all with great vigor. And because my cousin Benjamin was quite an intellectual, spoke 6 or 7 languages, he ended up being quite a sort of key figure in the founding of Engev and liaising with the government and visitors and so on. And I had no idea of any of this before I came here. I knew I had, a year and a half ago, I knew, I think I've got some relatives somewhere in Israel. Yeah, that's all I knew. So it's been wonderful for me to kind of discover this whole kind of casket of gems and this whole family history, and then being taken around by my cousins Yoel, who brought me here, and then his brother Eldad and their families, and meeting the next generation. There's now 4 generations of the family being born there and lived at Engev. So it's been a wonderful discovery, and there, I was only there for 24 hours, but as you can imagine, there was a lot packed into that time, and so I came to this retreat thinking, oh, right, retreat, yes, vipassana, meditation, right, Buddhism, yes, right, Buddhism, yeah, got it, okay. Change mode, yeah. Out of Goldschmidt family mode into Dharma, right. But it was very delightful, wonderful. So we formed those family connections, and hopefully they'll build more bridges between my crowd in England and these ones here. Because my grandfather, as the youngest brother, he got the short straw at that time, being sent to England. Yeah, one brother stayed in Koblenz, one went to Berlin, one went to Paris, one went to Brussels, and little Carl got England, which was the raw deal in 1901 when he came to England, but then turned out to be the very important deal in the 1930s. And so he was able to get all his brothers and sisters out of Europe. And so they managed to survive the Holocaust, but they lost all their property and money. They arrived in England with a suitcase. So I grew up with a whole crowd of ancient aunts and uncles around Golders Green in North London. Aunt Eugenie and Auntie Olga, Uncle Robert, Uncle Alfred, you know. No. So now it all comes together, and I can have a sense of where they all came from. So it's been a delightful connecting for me, and so I hope it's not the last time that I find myself in Israel. But also, I know Israeli people are great travelers, yeah. And so England is just the other side of the water, yeah, across the Mediterranean, a little bit of the Channel, and you're there. And Amravati is only about 45 minutes from the center of London. Yeah, if you draw a straight line, it's 50 kilometers from the Houses of Parliament. So it's very easy to get to, you know, half an hour on the train, little cab ride, so it's very easy to get there. So some of you know the way there. Gore, old friend from way back when, showed up 25 or so years ago, fresh out of the Israeli army with a kind of anti-army haircut. And so it's been very nice to reconnect with him. And those are others of you. Noah, who's been there during the summer. It's not easy to, it's not difficult to get to, very easy to find, and we have plenty of room. So do make the effort to come over and visit. You don't have to be on a retreat. You can visit as a guest or just come for the day. The place is open for all kinds of different activities. It's a kind of kibbutz, but with celibacy. And no supper. Yeah. So that's all from me. And you can all consider yourselves released from noble silence. The freedom from the strength. I'll be around. I'm not in a big rush to get away. So after lunch, I'll happily to be around and say goodbye to people.